the raise your hand icon if you have questions for the coaches here today. We now welcome on to the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Certainly a high-level game between your team and New Hampshire on Saturday. You guys come up a little short, 38-31. Just talk about the game and give me your impressions.
Yeah, you know, New Hampshire, you know, their backs were against the wall. They used their off week wisely, I think. And you know, I thought their quarterback was outstanding. I think he was the difference in the game. And you know, you got to credit him for playing very well. I thought our kids battled. You know, we had a chance again at the end of the game to get down and tie the game and get into overtime. And we just don't get it done. And we lose a tough one on the road to, you know, a really good football team.
I'm going to start with your quarterback, Reese. I thought, you know, I know he had the interception at the end, but certainly a great day, 23-39, 373 and four touchdowns, a number of big plays in the passing game. And he was under some pressure during the game as well. How did you feel like he handled that?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, we just talked about him. We think he's starting to get really get back on his game. And, you know, we had such a tough early schedule with just some weird stuff going on with the travel schedule and weather and everything. You know, it held him down a little bit, but I thought he played a good game Saturday. He gave us a chance to win. That's all you can ask out of your quarterback. You know, those two went at it. It was a pretty great, after watching it, a quarterback duel. And that's, you know, in this league, you know, turnovers are going to be a big part. And, you know, we had one more turnover than they had, and it was a critical one, but you know, he played very well. We got a lot of faith in him, obviously, and we need him to continue. I don't think we've seen his ceiling. I think he's starting to reach for it now. And hopefully, you know, we're going to need him this week to play really well.
Julian Hicks and Brevin Easton, both over 100 yards receiving, combined four touchdowns, hit big plays. What is that something that you saw before the game that you thought you could hit to be able to maybe hit the top off on the passing game?
Well, you know, we've been trying to get Julian going. I think, you know, sometimes, and you know, we targeted him a little more, I think, you know, with specific throws, and he responded and did well. And I think, you know, we have a good receiving core, although we're missing two of our starters, three of our top six right now. Those guys are playing well, and I think you know, Julian has got a lot of talent, and he showed it in that football game. And, you know, the interception at the end, he's open on the other side. He's just hard to cover. And you know, we're starting to get some, obviously get faith back, and he's starting to get confident himself, which I think is really the most important thing. And hopefully that he's going to really take off as the season progresses, because we need him, because he's a major threat back there. And I think Reese is getting comfortable, and I think that's a good thing.
Question this morning from Steve McDonald. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Coach. Coach, just your thoughts on University of Rhode Island coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, they're good. The quarterback, you know, I told the coaches, I'm pretty sure the quarterback's been here as long as I've been here, but he's really a problem. He makes all the throws. He's a big, strong guy in the pocket. And you know, they've got a heck of an offense with a great receiving core, and presents a lot of the similar problems than we saw last week with New Hampshire, and the ability of the quarterback to make big plays and know where to go with the football. And you know, so they're good on offense, and they've been traditionally very physical on defense. I'm seeing that on tape right now. And, you know, I think obviously have a lot of respect for Flem. We've both been around long, long time, and he's a great coach, and they do a great job with their kids. And, you know, it's a big battle. You know, 2-4-3 teams need to win. You know, it should be another typical CAA battle.
Thank you, Coach.
Sure.
Greg, defensively, you guys lit up 435 yards in that game, but you're up 24-14 there in the mid-third quarter, and they're able to get 17 points in about a 5-minute stretch. What did you feel like happened in that little run of the game?
Yeah, we just broke down a little bit in that. The third quarter was really the big deal in the game, obviously. And, you know, when we take that 10-point lead, it's unlike us to give up the big plays, you know. And I think that's something that there were some things we can correct that I think caused them. But at the end of the day, the one throw, I mean, the quarterback's getting drilled as he throws the football, and, you know, the safety misses it by about 6 inches, and, you know, it's a big play, and it's a big play in the game. And I think, you know, we just got to value the lead a little more. You know, it evaporated really quick, but we got our footing. I thought we started playing better in this, you know, after that. And so that gives me, you know, confidence. I think our defense, you know, I had said after the game, sometimes you get your butt whipped a little bit. You need to see how we're going to respond. And that's going to be the big question mark. We've been really good on defense all year. And this is, you know, that quarter was really the big quarter, you know, yards, everything. And I think that we recovered in the fourth quarter, which gives me hope we're going to go out and play really well again Saturday.
Steve, do you have a follow-up or just – I guess not. No, I said I saw your hand. I just making sure you didn't have a follow-up. Greg, also, Greg, I wanted to ask you about one thing last week. Dylan Kelly was getting the National Player of the Week honor and able to have Gary Reasons on campus and get some national attention. Just talk about what that experience was like for your guys and getting that honor.
Yeah, it was great. You know, stats perform. I think it's awesome that there's somebody that's putting that much work into the FCS. You know, there's a lot of media that's, you know, because of the way the world is now, you can get away with just doing everything on Zoom and doing everything, you know, on computers. But it was awesome to have them come out. He's, you know, I actually remember him from back in the day, and to have him here, and him, you know, he had played in the FCS, and he told his story to our kids, and you know, which was important, I think, for them to hear that you can get there from here. And but it was really good. The what they put out afterwards, I thought, was outstanding. You know, put you in a good light, and it's good for our conference. And certainly Dylan deserved the award, which was, you know, the most rewarding part of it. But it was a good day, you know, and I think it was fun for the kids, and they just did a really good job. So we really have thank you to Stats Perform for really highlighting University at Albany.
Yeah.
And our players.
I know you talked to Steve a little bit about Kasim and that Rhode Island offense. It's an offense that has kind of thrived on the big play. When you face a quarterback with that much experience and some of the weapons they have on the outside, what's the biggest challenge of trying to slow them down?
You know, I really think, I teach my defensive line, it's good, clean hits on quarterbacks. You know, I think we've got to be able to get him off his game. We've got to pressure him. He's been around so long, you're not going to obviously intimidate him or anything. He's been through the wars. He's a really good quarterback. He's been in the system for a long time. But we got to get him uncomfortable. And the first step is by being physical and winning some battles in the pass rush. You know, last week, you know, the sacks, everyone's enthralled with sacks. But, you know, the thing that Brosmer did so well last week was he absorbed a lot of punishment. You know, that we've got contact. We've got him on the ground. We were able to hit him. We forced a couple, you know, a turnover, and almost another turnover hit him as he was getting ready to throw. He played a really good game through that. And that's really the challenge with great quarterbacks, is to get them out of their rhythm. And we need our pass rush to try to get Kasim out of his rhythm. He's really good. You know, he's been really hard on us in the last few years.
You guys have played 5 out of 7 on the road. How nice to be home. And how much do you feel like, you know, I know you're not an excuse guy and you knew what the schedule was, but how much do you feel like that's taken a little bit out of you, and how much is it going to be nice to be back at home?
Yeah, I mean, I think any coach will tell you, I mean, when you're playing that many games on the road, it's, you know, we haven't had 2 back-to-back home games. This will be 2 years and probably next year again. And that's, it's tough on kids, you know, and some of us have gone through it over the years. It's tough on all of us, but, you know, that's all, it is excuses. You got to play the games as they come. And that had no bearing Saturday. I mean, we're tough. I think our bigger issue is just being banged up in some spots, and with kids that are out that are, you know, we're missing a group of starters on offense, and, you know, we're starting to play better on offense, but it just wears on your depth, and you just got to keep battling. So, you know, it's nice to be home. Believe me, we're really excited about getting back to Bob Ford Field and to play homecoming. And we know we're going to have a heck of a battle with URI there. You know, we always have, you know, so, but it'll be fun to be home and get a little comfortable on Friday instead of being on a bus most of the day.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Bye. Again, for me, your numbers on the line. If you have questions for the coaches here this morning, just use the chat.